I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The number of displaced people in Haiti has now surpassed the 1 million mark, a threefold increase from the previous year. Over half of those displaced are children. Most of the people fleeing gang violence are escaping the capital city, Port-au-Prince, for more rural areas. Greg Yoder, president of Christian World Outreach, says some of their own local staff in Haiti have also been affected.
The staff there, some of them, the gangs have come in and taken over their neighborhoods, so they've pretty much just taken off without any of their belongings, and they've had to find another place to live. And so that's what's been causing this displacement from people to go outside of Port-au-Prince.
CWO is supporting Haitians with relief funds and gospel encouragement. Pray for peace. And this month, deep emotion surrounds the two-year anniversary of a 7.8 magnitude quake that struck Turkey and Syria. More than 59,000 people lost their lives. Today, hundreds of thousands still live in containers, waiting for more homes to be built as the government promised. FMI's Patrick Anthony says a partner will call Pastor Enver travels back to the earthquake zone each month. He works with believers there, bringing them any donations he's received.
He's done a lot of counseling, too, meeting with people who need to talk about their situation or just providing some spiritual care. They've seen many people come to faith in Christ through this and are continuing to come to Christ.
Pray for strength and effective gospel witness for workers like him, and then consider walking alongside the body of Christ. We'll connect you to FMI at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.